As will be demonstrated later, the true cause of the recent rise in mass shootings is not weapons, but the increase in psychiatric drugs being prescribed for youngsters. The effectiveness of guns as a deterrent to crime has been proven in Kennesaw, Georgia, which in 1982 passed an ordinance requiring heads of households, with some exceptions, to keep at least one firearm in their homes. By 2001, violent crime rates in Kennesaw had dropped to about 85% below national and state rates, while property crime dropped to about 50% below national and state rates. This decrease generally continued through 2012, with the exception of some slight increase between 2003 and 2008, accounted for by population growth twice the national average. Though there are numerous other stories like the one in Kennesaw, the globalist-controlled mass media with its anti-gun agenda almost never reports them. In early 2013, 33-year-old Dayfun Pipkin, who had a lengthy criminal record, was killed with a single shot by an elderly homeowner in Dallas after breaking into the man's home. Pipkin's family bemoaned the lack of a warning shot. He could have used a warning. Pipkin's sister-in-law, Lakeisha Thompson, complained to the media. He could have let him know that he did have a gun on his property and he would use it in self-defense. Others wondered why Pipkin's family had not warned him about the consequences of breaking into people's homes to commit crimes. In April 2014, 40-year-old Mitchell Large, a man whom authorities said had a lengthy criminal record for domestic violence and assault, was fatally shot by members of the Luis Peña family after he broke into their Winter Haven, Florida home. Police Chief Gary Hester said the father, mother, and adult son all armed themselves, and a warning shot was fired, but the intruder continued into the house. No charges were filed in the Peña case, and Hester told the media, whether Large was armed or not armed, when he fails to retreat, they certainly had a right to defend themselves.